Thank you, Quentin, and good evening, everyone. Headlines in the news this evening. President Kennedy was shot to death today. A hidden sniper with a rifle shot the 46-year-old president at his motorcade went through an underpass leading out of the downtown part of Dallas, Texas. Mrs. Kennedy, riding with the president, held his bleeding head as he was rushed to a hospital in a vain effort to save his life. Governor John Connally of Texas, riding with the president, was seriously wounded in the shooting and underwent surgery in the hospital. President Kennedy's brother Edward, a U.S. senator, was president over the Senate. When news of the shooting reached him, the Senate immediately recessed. And the Soviet news agency TASS carried news of Kennedy's death as a flash on its international English language radio teletype circuit. Those are the sad news headlines this evening. I'll be back with details of these and other stories in just a minute. President John F. Kennedy has been shot and killed. He was shot as his motorcade was moving along the outskirts of Dallas, Texas this afternoon. Texas Governor John Connally also was shot. When the president was shot, Mrs. Kennedy, who was riding with him, jumped up and grabbed him, and she cried, "Oh, no." The Secret Service ordered the motorcade to speed on to the nearby Parkland Hospital. Associated Press reporter Jack Bell says the president and Connally were shot as the motorcade entered a triple underpass, which leads to the Stemmons Freeway. Bell said a man and a woman were scrambling on the upper level of a walkway overlooking the underpass. Mrs. Kennedy was weeping and trying to hold up her husband's head when reporters reached the car. The president was shot in the head. His face fell down in the back seat of the car. Blood was on his head. Governor Connally remained half-seated, slumped to the left. There was blood on his face and forehead. Both the president and Connally were rushed to the Parkland Hospital. It's located near the Dallas Trademark, where the president was to have made a speech. Even at high speed, it took nearly 5 minutes to get the car to the ambulance entrance of the hospital. There's been reports amid the confusion today created by the assassination that Vice President Johnson was wounded, but these reports turned out to be false. The new president and his wife spent about a half hour at the hospital where Kennedy died and then left. There was no opportunity to question him. Also denied was a report that Johnson had suffered a heart attack. Texas Senator Ralph Yarbrough, who was riding three cars behind President Kennedy, told newsmen, "You could tell something awful and tragic had happened. I could see a Secret Service man in the president's car leaning on the car with his hands in anger, anguish, and despair. I knew then that something tragic had happened." When word of the president's death reached the White House, women wept unashamedly. People began drifting toward the White House and stood silently on the sidewalk or in Lafayette Park across Pennsylvania Avenue just staring. A White House flag was lowered to half-mast within moments after word of the president's death was received. The First Lady was riding in the car with the President, Connally, and Mrs. Connally when the shooting occurred. When she arrived at the hospital, Mrs. Kennedy's clothes were covered with blood. About an hour after the President's death, his body was removed in an ambulance with a curtain tightly drawn. Mrs. Kennedy rode in the passenger seat in the ambulance. She appeared to be in a state of shock. However, those who saw her enter the hospital said she was not hysterical. Something that adds to today's tragedy, both Kennedy children will have birthdays next week. Carolyn will be 6 on November 27th, and John Jr. will be 3 on November 25th. Dallas police have arrested a 24-year-old man, Lee Oswald, in connection with the slaying of a Dallas policeman today. He's being questioned to see if he had any connection with the slaying of the president. Oswald was pulled screaming and yelling from the Texas Theater in the Oak Cliff section of Dallas. He brandished a pistol, which officers took away from him after a scuffle. A policeman who was cut on the face in the scuffle quoted Oswald as saying, "Well, it's all over now." A large crowd had congregated around the theater and witnessed the arrest. Police had to hold the crowds back because many apparently connected the arrested man with the slaying of the president. The officer who was slain, J.D. Tippit, had been killed by a man answering the description of Oswald in the neighborhood a short time before. Tippit had been slain with a pistol. The Secret Service says Kennedy apparently was shot by a high-powered army or Japanese rifle of about .25 caliber. Dallas police say that he was shot from a warehouse in which people were working. Police said they found the remains of fried chicken and paper on the fifth floor. They said the sniper apparently had been there for some time. The assassin was described as about 30, slender of build, weighing about 165 pounds and standing 5 feet 10. Oswald, the man under arrest, is about 5'9", weighs about 160. He has blonde hair and is balding. He was dressed in ragged-looking trousers and a sports shirt. The surgeon who attended Kennedy at the hospital, Dr. Malcolm Perry, said he could not tell whether the president might have been hit by two bullets or not. Perry said when he arrived at the emergency room, he noticed the president was in critical condition with a wound of the neck and head. He said immediate resumptive measures were taken, and Dr. Kemp Clark, chief of neurosurgery, was called along with several other members of the staff. He said they arrived immediately, but at that point, the president's condition was critical. A tracheotomy was performed to assist the president's breathing. Blood was transferred. The doctor said an oxygen machine was used, and fluids also were administered. An electrocardiograph was attached to record any heartbeat. When asked to specify, Perry said the entrance wound was in the front of the head. Johnson automatically, Lyndon Johnson, became president today with Kennedy's death. The presidential oath, which he took later this afternoon, is, "I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will do the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States." At 6'3", weighing close to 200 pounds, Johnson has always been supercharged with energy. He has been called self-centered and a considerate, a humanitarian and power-hungry, and a political genius, tough and yet vulnerable, vain, friendly, sensitive, flamboyant. Friends and others who watched him on his rise over the decades agreed that he was just flexible enough or human enough to have been all those things at one time or another. Johnson once said of himself, "I am a free man, an American, a United States Senator, and a Democrat in that order. I am also a liberal, a conservative, a Texan, a taxpayer, a rancher, a businessman, a consumer, a parent, a voter, and not as young as I used to be, nor as old as I expect to be, and I am all those things in no fixed order." Present at the swearing-in of Johnson this afternoon as President of the United States were Mrs. Kennedy, Mrs. Johnson, several staff members, and several congressmen. Johnson also asked as many of the White House people as possible to crowd into the executive suite of the plane to witness the ceremony. Judge Hughes wept as she administered the presidential oath to Johnson. The presidential plane took off immediately this afternoon for Washington with Johnson, Mrs. Johnson, and Mrs. Kennedy, and some White House aides aboard. Kennedy's body is also on the plane. I'll be back with more details of the news in just a minute. Officers at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland say President Kennedy's body will arrive at 6:05 p.m. Hazard Time. It's being transported aboard the plane that also carries the new President, Lyndon Johnson, and the First Lady. and Kennedy's widow. The nation is reeling from the shock of Kennedy's death. Americans are sharing the instant reaction expressed by Mrs. Kennedy when she jumped up in the car and cried, "Oh no." A spokesman says Attorney General Robert Kennedy is remaining at his estate at McLean, Virginia. The other brother, Senator Edward Kennedy, was presiding over the Senate when the news came. He went to his office but left it. His staff says it's not known where he went. A workman told Kennedy's parents at Hyannisport, Massachusetts. They had no comment. Activity in Washington, in the executive branch, and in Congress came to a standstill. Stock exchanges and commodity markets closed quickly. Prices on the New York stock market had gone into a tailspin, and it was closed quickly. White House staff members, from the president's closest confidants to ushers, had stood clustered around radio and television and news tickets waiting for news from Dallas. The Senate recessed after a prayer this afternoon. The Senate chaplain, the Reverend Frederick Brown Harris, prayed that the senators and the people of the country be strong and steady, and that God save the state. The Securities and Exchange Commission appealed to all stock exchanges to close promptly. Most of them already had. The American Midwest and Pacific Coast exchanges quickly followed the action by the New York exchange. The president's mother reportedly was planning to leave immediately for Dallas. His father, a semi-invalid, was napping when the news came. In Moscow, the Soviet news agency TASS carried a flash on the death. Governor Burt Combs in Kentucky issued a statement today after the death of President Kennedy in Dallas. Here is what Combs had to say. "In this tragic moment in the history of the world, the hearts of all Kentuckians go out to the family of our president. President Kennedy was a devoted friend of Kentucky, and we will miss him much. May God give to his successor the strength to carry on." I'll be back with a look at the weather in just a minute. The weather forecast for Hazard and southeast Kentucky: low tonight in the upper 50s, high tomorrow in the middle 60s, becoming colder later tonight. And that's your evening news roundup, a summary of local, state, and world news. Your reporter has been Ernest Sparkman. Your evening news roundup is presented each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by the Hazard Drug, your friendly Rexall drugstore across from the courthouse in Hazard.